Welcome to Promo Insiders, the ASI Media podcast that covers the issues that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Teresa Hegel, Executive Editor of Digital Content, and today I'm joined by Elena Hubert, our editorial intern this spring. Thanks for joining us, Elena.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
So today I just wanted to kind of introduce you to the promo industry. You can tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll talk about your impressions of the promotional products industry, some of the trends you're seeing just, in your daily life, and kind of just have a little bit of fun. So first things first, who are you? Where do you go to school? What are you studying? What are your, plans for life?
Yeah, a lot of questions. My name's Elena
No
Hubert.
pressure.
I'm Elena Hubert. I am a junior at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, originally from Atlanta. I am studying journalism and economics. I have a double major in that. And then, in terms of future plans, probably something in the business realm. I know probably most likely path right now is consulting, but I'm open to anything in business. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, you've been at this internship for a few weeks now, but when you started out with ASI, had you ever heard of the promotional products industry before? And if so, what did you know about it coming in?
I think by name, I knew nothing about it. I remember kind of reading the description for ASI and being like, oh, I really need to look up what this was because I was just unfamiliar. But I think something people have told me here is that once you know what it is, you're absolutely surrounded by it and you're constantly cognizant of it. I mean, I think advertising, the way I perceived it, was like billboards and TV ads and radio ads, and I didn't really think of it as a tangible thing. But now I know kind of how huge promo products is, and now 100% I feel surrounded by it at all times.
Yeah, I mean, even after you leave ASI, I think that everywhere you go, you'll see something. Oh, that's a promo product. Oh, that's a promo product. Or even like, I will go into like stores and I'll look at the tags of like T-shirts. Like, oh, I know that company. Oh, that's in the industry. It's kind of like ruins you for the rest of your life in a good way. In a good way.
Exactly.
So since like I said, you've been here for a couple of weeks now. You've done some really cool stories for us. One on the eclipse. Something about, excuse me, Coachella. You just finished up one on neckties and whether they're coming back or not, or what's going on with ties. But what would you say is like the most interesting thing you've learned about ASI promotional products, or just something like in the reporting you've done so far?
Yeah, I will say you have to have a pretty good grasp on the industry to write these stories. I mean, they teach you in journalism, you really need to know your audience. So, kind of took it upon myself to learn a lot about it, and ASI has great training. So, I think just the size of the industry and like the general market dynamics is super interesting to me, especially as someone who has like an economics background, like is interested in business. I think I thought I had a good grasp of major industries, but I guess I was missing out on a multi-billion dollar industry, which is promo products. And I just think the structure of it is super interesting because you have like usually it's just producer consumer, but in promo products you have, a supplier, distributor, and buyer end user. So it's a lot of different dynamics going on. And ASI specifically, I mean, we're really only like one piece of the puzzle, and we still have like hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue and like 500 employees. Like it's clearly a big operation that I didn't know about. But it's been really great kind of getting an idea of the stakeholders and everything like that. And yeah, I remember I was talking to Michelle Bell recently about kind of why people get into the industry, and she was saying that it's something where there aren't a lot of barriers to entry. Like instead of like opening up a brick and mortar store or like franchising or something like that, you can really just like start it from your home. It's great for working parents, things like that. So I'm super excited about the industry. I was honestly talking to Michelle, maybe someday I can do something in the promo realm. So it's cool getting a new business model kind of thrown at me.
Right, for sure. And now you'll have a leg up if you decide to do that, because you kind of know the behind the scenes and how things work.
Exactly.
So you personally, what is your favorite promotional product? Could be something like you've received, something that it could even be merch that you bought from a store, but like what is your favorite thing?
I think I have a couple. I will say I think like kind of the generic answer is a pen. And I would say that was the case, but I'm very like picky about my pens because I did high school debate and the whole thing is like how you write super quickly. So I'm a pen. I love like a Pilot G2. So I would say
Oh,
that.
I do love those too. Those are
I know
great
I love
pens.
a Pilot G2. But I really like the utile things. So I've had like post-it note stacks. Branded post-it note stacks, which are really great. I use them for like studying and for projects and reminders. So I'm like constantly integrating that in my life. I think that's, if you're looking for something, that'd be a great choice. I think the phone wallets are great for me, especially like all the cards that you get as a college student and everything like that. And you can just keep it on your phone. Makes like doing activities a lot easier if you don't have to bring a purse with you. And then I love a good notebook. Like I'm a huge like I jot everything down. So yeah, I love a good notebook. I love post-it notes. I love phone wallets.
Yeah.
That's those are the main
Well,
things for
it's
me.
interesting too. So, okay, the phone wallets, that's a tech thing, but it's interesting that two of the three are actual paper products because, of course, we always think everyone is just like in the digital world and who actually writes things down. But there is something very satisfying about taking a pen and, like, putting it to paper and actually seeing it, like, in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny. I think at least for note taking in class, a lot of my peers use like iPads and everything like that, but everyone loves like a paper book. Like I don't have any friends that have a Kindle or a Nook or anything like that. I think there is like a value of having like a paper product, something that you can like look back and remember that my generation really values.
Yeah, which for me, I love it because I'm a big book person. I love actual, I went through a phase where I tried to, I got into ebooks and it just, you're getting the same information, but there is something that's like different about it. And I love going to a like independent bookstore or a used bookstore, just kind of immersing myself in that. So I love to hear that like younger people are into that as well.
You know.
So speaking of younger people, the other thing that I like to, ask our interns, because you are, closer to, what's kind of happening on campuses and just sort of like in youth culture, or whatnot. But what would you say are some of the biggest trends, among your peers at your campus as far as promotional products? I'm thinking of like, apparel, like what kinds of things are people buying from like the bookstore, what styles, what colors, silhouettes and things like that. And then just what are like the biggest hard goods? Is it, is everybody carrying a Stanley tumbler? What is like what is what's cool right now, essentially?
Got it. I mean, I love my Stanley. I wish I had a branded one, so if anyone wants to send me that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the suppliers that I've talked to, they constantly say that like education is the biggest sector that they're working with, distributors also. And I think it makes so much sense because when I got on campus, I probably should have packed half the clothes that I did because you're just getting so much free stuff thrown at you. Northwestern has an orientation. It's like a week-long orientation that it's known for called Wildcat Welcome. So it's like 7 days of you're walking around and you're meeting groups and you're taking like pens from them and everything like that. So you basically have like another suitcase of that. T-shirts are huge. I'm now a junior and I see kids in my grade still wearing their like orientation 2021 shirts around, which is kind of concerning because I feel like maybe they're not washing them as much as they should. But yeah, t-shirts are big. The phone wallets, they're something that have to be replaced like probably every 6 months if you're actively using them. So people like to stock up on those. Hats are big. They
Just like
really.
what kind of style of hats? Is it baseball caps, dad hats, trucker caps?
Yeah, probably just regular baseball hats. They give them out at like athletic games, things like that. Northwestern is a pretty big like study school, so they have to really encourage the students to go to games. So the like student spirit organization will like give out headbands or usually like the sport headbands. Or, yeah, baseball caps. I haven't really seen trucker caps or anything like that. They did give out cowboy hats for like a themed, they'll have like the themed games and everyone will like wear something like that. So that's always a big draw to the games because it's like limited edition branded merch that people want. And yeah, I mean, in bookstores, everything's purple. Northwestern's like huge purple pride. I think like us, TCU, and then LSU, which is where my mom went, are like the like purple schools mainly. So we have that a pretty big monopoly there. But baby tees are really big, especially for like girls to wear to like tailgates and darties, which are like day parties. But a lot of
Guardians.
brands don't actually sell like baby tees in the campus bookstores, so you'll like go through the children's clothing basically and look for that, which is also kind of an economical decision for us because we can't really drop $40 on a t-shirt. So those are big.
Which is funny. You were talking to me about that the other day, and I was just saying like that those baby tees were popular when I was younger, like in the late 90s, early 2000s. That was like a huge style. And there's a few suppliers. I think Bella and Canvas is one that has brought those shrunken like baby tee silhouettes back. But yeah, there's not everybody has it. So I could see you kind of DIYing it and going to the children's section.
Yeah, and I think people also like the fun like designs in the children's section, like I'm the child of a wildcat. Things like anything quirky that they
Kind of
can wear.
ironic or silly or just
Yeah, or
like
like
meme worthy.
wildcat grandpa or things like that. So those are hugely popular, which is funny because they're all short sleeve and small, and it's like usually below 50 degrees throughout the school year in Chicago. So people wear long sleeves under them or like over sweaters. So I feel like that tells you how much people like them, that they're willing to kind of brave the weather. But also lanyards, I think, are huge. Like full color, like Northwestern spelled out through it. Yeah, what else? Oh, bedazzling is huge, which is super funny
Oh,
because
really?
that's very like early 2000s, but I actually know a couple of students on campus that have their own bedazzling businesses and they like bedazzle the Northwestern merchandise and upsell it like crazy. So that's probably a great business model. And then I mean
I
vintage
think in the industry we call it bling. So
bling, I
bling,
like
yeah,
that.
like rhinestones and all that stuff. I remember that being very popular a few years ago, and I thought it kind of had fallen out of popularity, but I guess it's kind of coming back again.
It's big because I think if you want to dress up for a tailgate instead of like actually wearing dressy clothes, you can just have some bling on. It's like a statement piece. And then vintage clothes are huge. So people will be scouring Etsy and everything like that. And I think sometimes like the school bookstore will do like vintage lettering and things like that, just kind of like the old school. It's always going to be cool. We always don't want what we have right now. So, yeah.
That's cool. My daughter's in middle school, and it's actually, I think, like the 50th anniversary of the school. So they do, their little like merch sales, and they had a cool like 70s retro t-shirt that I got her. And I got her a giant hoodie. Like she's 12, and she'll wear like the adult male large things that go down to like mid-thigh, and that's just, what these kids wear. They love those oversized clothes.
Yeah, oversized is big. It's either oversized or super small. There's no in between or anything like that. But yeah.
Oversized is big, literally.
Oversized is big.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, Lena, this is really fun and interesting, but is there anything else that you want to add about ASI, the promo industry, life in general?
Yeah, I don't know. It's clearly a community here and like the promo industry in general. I think I usually expect that people don't either won't respond to my emails, like won't be giving me times to meet, anything like that. But I don't think I've ever emailed a source here and like not heard anything back. Everyone clearly just is excited about what they do and wants to talk to people and be a part of the community. So I feel very welcomed, and I'm excited to spend the next couple months here. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Elena. And once again, for ASI Media, I'm Teresa Hagel, and this was Promo Insiders.